Thanks for calling Crafted Video Membership. This is Supervisor Courtney speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Amy States, and I have been a long-time Craftsy person, but I haven't used my account since you went to Blueprints back in the day. Then I came back and was just looking at it at Christmas time, and I have a neighbor who's very Craftsy, so I thought, oh, I love the platform. Now that you're back at Craftsy, I thought, oh, I'll give her a month membership just at Christmas time to let her know about this because she's never done it. So I went, I clicked on the Craftsy site, and I clicked on membership, and then I signed up for a membership for a month and paid for it. I put in all of her information, and when it was all done, it had taken her information and put it into what was my account, even though I hadn't signed. So now my account with my classes that I hadn't been using but was still stored has her address, her name, I sign on, and I want to pull them apart and give her her own account and have my account back the way that it was. Does that make sense?
Okay, so you have an account and your neighbor has an account.
I have an account that's years old with classes in it. She should have her own brand new account with no classes in it. But as far as I can tell, there's only one, and it just took away my profile information and put hers in there. And now it thinks I'm Paige. Instead of saying, hi, Amy, it says, hi, Paige. And it has all of her information. So I don't know what happened to her account where I signed it up with her. Does that make sense?
Give me one moment. I see another email on the account. Give me one moment. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick.
So there should be one account that's amystates@gmail.com and another one that's ptack21@gmail.com. Amy States should have Amy's information, and the PTAC should have Paige's information.
Okay, Amy's for the Amy, I'm not showing Amy's the account with Amy.
Well, see, that's the problem. It took my information away and put Paige's information in there. It left the classes.
Let me see something else.
So when you go into the amystates@gmail.com account, it has all of Paige's information. I sent an email on Christmas Eve saying, hey, a problem happened. Can someone call me? No one did. I called, talked to a gal. She could see the problem. She made notes in the account, but the system was down, so she couldn't fix it. Now I'm calling again.
One moment. Let's see. Give me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. How you doing? How are you doing? Good. Thanks for putting away your laundry.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. AmyStacy@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, so when you sign your friend up,
yeah.
Did you use her information?
I did.
Even her email
her
address?
Email. Yep. The gal that I was speaking to before you said that she found ptech21@gmail under that. It's like it flip-flopped us.
Okay, because I see the account, but it has both emails attached to this account.
So there's not two accounts, just one account with two emails?
That's how it looks like how they got it set up. Because I see two different payments. A payment on the 24th for $6.41.
Yep.
And then a payment on January 24th for $8.56.
Right. Because it's doing continuous billing, which I want to stop as well. But does Paige have a separate account, or is just her email attached to my account, Amy States?
It's her email attached to the account. I'm not sure how that happened, if you used all her information.
Uh-huh. Because in the profile now under my account, it's her address, which is very similar to mine because we live across the street from each other. I'm 7269, she's 7296. But it changed the name and it changed the address to her. If I just change my profile back, everything stays the same. Can you do that?
And take her information off?
Yeah.
Give me one moment.
And set up a separate account for her.
Your first name?
Pardon?
Your first name?
Amy, A-M-Y.
Your last name?
States.
And your address?
7269 in Lionel Lakes, Minnesota.
Okay, so I switched that profile back to your information.
Uh-huh. So what happens to Paige's stuff, like email? Or did she put any classes in there or anything?
There's actually not an account with her information. It was attached to your account.
Okay.
There's only one account was signed up.
on Christmas Eve, or is it my old account?
It was on a one account signed up on Christmas Eve.
Okay, that's so weird. Okay, so can we stop the monthly billing then on that as well, please? And remove PTAC 21.
Okay. All right, so you should be able to sign up in with your information.
Say that again?
You should be able to sign up with your information now.
Okay. And Paige's email is no longer associated with my Amy States account.
Correct.
So for her to get her own thing then, if she wants to continue it, she just has to go in and it has to be on her own computer so it doesn't recognize it and say that it's somebody else's account?
You can do it on your computer. It's just you have to totally log out of your account. And it's just like signing up as a new member.
Right, which is what I did because I swear I didn't log into my account. I just went to your membership page. So that's where it's kind of a glitch in the matrix, it seems to me. But,
yeah,
okay. Anyway, that's fine. She knows about it now, and if she wants to continue, she sure can. And is the membership stopped?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So it's all cleaned up now, and all the classes are still there?
They should still be there.
I've noticed that a few of them aren't that I used to have. Do those come back, or are they just gone? Or
if you know which classes they are, you can send us a list or email over those classes, and we'll be glad to put them back on there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else?
That's it. Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. I thank you for calling Crafted Video Membership. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.